This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
John Cena's mom.
Your time is up, my time is now.
It's John Cena's music. For years, one of the true faces of professional wrestling and WWE.
Babyface.
Yeah, babyface, but it's called a face. Good guy. Not a heel. Ho-ho, until this weekend. But we're going to get into that in a minute because I do want to get back to the phone lines just a minute, squeeze a couple calls in here on the conversation we were having about Jason Tatum and does he get the credit he deserves and all of that. So let's go to Ryan in New Hampshire. What are your thoughts on Jason Tatum and his stature in the NBA?
Yeah, I do agree with you guys. I don't think that JT's there yet. He's definitely a top three, but I do think I don't think it's Jokic this year. I think it is going to be Shea's year. I think that he's outperforming. I think he's the top of the league this year.
All right, thanks for the call, Ryan. Yeah. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander could win the award, and
I think he's the front runner right now.
He gambling wise, you mean odds leader?
Don't
we
odds
also,
on.
Where are those like? Don't they have straw polls or whatever? There's one of those media people that polls some of the voters and starts to give an idea of where they're leaning or where they're trending. I think there's a NBA MVP straw poll, but yeah, you can give it to him. But I just think you could also every single year if you wanted to. Give it to Jokic. I mean, he's the best player.
I don't think a lot of people would complain about that.
We just, like, he had an off game in a loss to the Celtics, and he had, whatever, 20 points, 15 rebounds, 9 assists, whatever. Like, the guy is...
That's what he rolls out of bed with.
And...
It's a large bed.
He's... I would hope it's a large bed. I would hope it's not even like a California king. I would hope it's a Denver Nuggets specially made king-size bed. I've always assumed that. Because even I sometimes, when you get into a bed and you're like, my feet are kind of near the end of the bed. And I'm short, and I always wonder, like, what do these 7-footers do? They must,
yeah.
California kings aren't even really that big. They must have.
No, I'm 6'2", and I like my feet come, darn near the edge of it all.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to get custom beds or sleep diagonally on the bed from Willy Wonka.
Or it doesn't matter because they all make like $50, $60, $70, $80 million a year, so they can really sleep on their money if they chose to and just stack
that
it up.
Also works.
And that would work. All right. So you heard the music. John Cena, heel turn. He is under the powers of The Rock. I don't know exactly where the storyline is going, but Elimination Chamber yesterday. Stiz has a little audio to whet your appetite a little bit here.
There is your main event for WrestleMania, John Cena.
And now The Rock's doing the...
What the?
What the? So what that audio was Cena and Cody Rhodes hugging. They're going to fight, but they're both good guys, and it's all great. And Cena... is facing The Rock, who's in the corner of the ring.
Also, what's his name's in the ring?
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott came out with The Rock, and no one really knows why. He was smoking a blunt.
So stupid.
I guess he actually got caught up in it. They think he was high. I guess he literally, like, not fake punched, but flat out punched Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, he did.
And, like, was screwing up even what he was supposed to do as part of the performance. Anyway, so we have John Cena hugging Cody Rhodes in the middle of the ring, and The Rock just does, like, the throat slash gesture to Cena. He then kicks Cody Rhodes in the nuts, and then they beat the snot out of him. He ends up bleeding. They're beating him down. Anyway, so it's a massive heel turn. This is sort of similar to Hulk Hogan when he went NWO and had the heel turn in WCW. Cena's basically been a career babyface. So this got me thinking. We've had some scandals. Tiger Woods would be at top of the list, I think, for some people. I talked about Deshaun Watson, Justin Tucker. These are guys that were really well thought of that all of a sudden the bottom fell out of their world because of really creepy, disgusting, weird things that they were doing. So, Fitzy, if I asked you, what would be, and it doesn't have to be an active player, you know, anybody, any, like, great athlete, all-time legend from the sports world, if I asked you what would be the most shocking heel turn and you found out this guy is really not who I thought he was, he's a bad guy, he's been doing this, he's been doing that, who would be the most shocking heel turn in the world of professional sports?
Ooh, right now it would...
So active players are good, yeah, but also
I'm going to go active players. I'm going to say if it turned out that Patrick Mahomes was some sort of bad actor, you know, like was like stealing money from his foundation or getting shipments from Ashley Manning or, you know what I mean? Like, you know, because he's, we've all, you know, the people have had their issues with Mrs. Mahomes, with Britney.
Yep.
And obviously his brother is a dink on rye.
And his dad's got some issues.
Yeah. By the way, his dad is going to fight John Rocker in April.
No, that's off. That was all fake.
Oh, it was?
I mean, it was real, but the fight in the streets, the near fight in the streets was a setup to get you interested in the would-be.
You have got to be kidding.
No, and then...
That was a work? Come on.
Yeah, but they had to admit it was a work because his parole officer was like, you're not allowed to be doing these things. What's this all about? So they had to admit that it was staged or he would have gone to prison.
Oh, his parole officer because of his DUIs.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So... For that reason, I'm not going to lie to you, and this sounds terrible, and this might have been where Rich Keefe was like, wait, you guys are going to speculate about people having skeletons in their closet on the radio? I was like, yeah, we're going to play radio. We do it sometimes. Why don't you just worry about your Kiefer madness and the aliens or the snakes and the freaking banana tray? When you skate your lane, we'll skate ours, Keefe.
Wow, that got aggressive.
It did. Anyway, back to this. So just what you mentioned, though, people don't like his wife, they don't like his brother, and they don't like his dad. Mm-hmm. So wouldn't that lend you to believe, guilt by association? Maybe there's some skeletons in his closet. Maybe
like the guy hangs out with dinks.
Yeah.
His wife is a dink.
Kelsey's even a dink.
There's a dink factor. There's dink adjacency all
Absolutely.
Around him.
So maybe he's a dink. You are the company you keep. Remember those like
motivational? Yeah, but he just did that nice thing. Remember the kid that sank the, I understand the company you keep factor, but.
Dinks do nice things.
Last week.
I do lots of nice things.
He did that nice thing where the kid that hit the putt on the court, at a Texas Tech game,
yes.
Like now they're paying for a scholarship and they're doing all these really cool things for him and his family. Like that's the kind of stuff he doesn't have to do. Like a good dude does that.
Yeah.
But it turned out if Mahomes was funneling all that money into like a secret volcano lair to hold America hostage, then that would have been.
Well, let's just say something. Let's just say
Bond villain.
We find out that he drinks 12 Coors Lights before every game he's ever played in.
I would probably have to go get a Patrick Mahomes jersey.
And people would be like, that explains why you're not in great shape. That's a lot of beers to be drinking before you take the field.
It's carbonated sports water.
Also explains the weird waddle when you're on the field. It would all come together. Okay. So,
Also, side note to your side note, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back in tremendous shape this fall.
I would be. I think that leopard's too old to change his stripes. He might be in better shape, but I also don't think he has, for whatever reason... This is weird to say because he's a great athlete, could have been a major league player, is an NFL player. I don't think he has the genetics to have a great body. I just, for whatever reason, it doesn't seem like it's really in the cards for him. So I'll take that bet. I am going to throw out a name. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe this guy's not as good as I think he is because he can be a little bit annoying. He's got a temper, but I think he's pretty clean and crisp. Steph Curry. If Steph Curry came out and all of a sudden there was some really bad scandal. Wouldn't that shock you?
Yeah, because he's, you know, he's a sweetheart of the American sports scene. He produced that family-friendly mini golf show years ago. My kid loved it.
Yeah.
Holy moly on ABC. Yep. Like, he seems a very family-centric guy. Now, he's got an edge when he plays, no doubt.
But that's a sports edge.
But, like, what if it turns out that all these years, every time he chews on his mouthpiece, he's sending a signal for someone to, like, kidnap a puppy?
All right, that took a dark turn. I was just going to say he maybe kicks a kitten every once in a while if it meows too much at night. Another one I'll throw out there. This guy I legit would be stunned. Legit. Steph Curry, there's a slight opening, and I don't know why. Larry Fitzgerald. If there was a bad word that came out against Larry Fitzgerald, I would be... Even if it was, I don't know, financial, he had a Ponzi scheme and he took a bunch of money from other players or something. In my mind, Larry Fitzgerald is a borderline saint. He's in like Tim Tebow world. Tim Tebow could be another option on the table. What if Tim Tebow was doing bad things?
The cult of Tebow.
What if he was like, all those trips to Thailand, it was really a drug smuggling operation or like a kidnapping operation.
He's got some skeletons in his closet.
Excuse me, Stiz?
Oh, yeah. I don't trust Tebow.
You don't trust Tebow?
No.
So you don't
as
even
far
think
as he could throw a football?
So you expect him to have a heel turn at some point?
We might not find out, but there's something going on.
I feel like we always find out. Almost always find out. There's a lot of dirt that gets out there. Another guy I threw in there. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but he seems pretty clean to me. Is Wayne Gretzky not a super clean guy?
Do you know about Janet, right?
Yeah, that's
20 years ago, all the gambling scandals?
Yeah, that's not Wayne.
I know, but he was connected to her. Like he probably he probably went to bed at night like knowing like
that's where he got connected.
My wife's in it for a couple hundred grand.
Okay, so you don't think Wayne Gretzky? How about this one? Tim Duncan. The guy Tatum is compared
to. Oh, yeah. Tim Duncan, like the quiet assassin.
I don't even know where he is. Where is he?
Probably on an island just chilling out.
Yeah. And so that brings us.
Being rich and happy.
Would it stun you if Jason Tatum had a scandal?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah, me too. And I'm a critic of Tatum in a variety of ways. I think it would really stun me if he had any sort of scandal that kind of undercut the image we have for him.
Well, all right. What about people that are sort of adjacent to the sports world, big in entertainment?
Jim Nance.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if Jim Nantz had like four families in four different parts
yeah.
of the country?
Is it not possible?
Wow.
I feel like this is the speculation. Keith was wondering whether it was appropriate for the airwaves. Tony Romo.
Nah, probably not.
LeBron could have one. Stiz just said LeBron. He was afraid to say it on air, so he said it in my ear. So I said it on air and credited Stiz.
Well, there's a thing going on, like, with Drake and LeBron. They're beefing.
Oh, come on. Really?
No, well, because LeBron's supposed to be, like, Drake's big brother, and LeBron showed up at the Kendrick Lamar concert, so Drake has had a hair across his butt, and Drake is saying, he put out a diss track saying LeBron's not as squeaky clean as he would like to be, make himself out to be, and he's done some questionable things with me. While out Excuse with me on tour.
What does that mean, though?
Affairs. Like cheating on his wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of assume...
Some road salad.
Yeah, road salad.
I'm not even sure I consider that scandalous in that sense. Like, this is negative. I kind of assume, like, a lot of these guys are doing that sort of stuff on the road. I mean, that could...
That would be a huge scandal. If that came out, like, 100% proof, TMZ tomorrow, LeBron James caught with, you know, mistress.
Note to the Drake and Kendrick Lamar feud. Great joke last night by Conan O'Brien during the Oscars. Hey, we've now reached the halfway point of...
Don't do it.
Tonight. What's that?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. If you don't... All right. I won't say it then.
How about Sidney Crosby? We got some Sidney Crosby votes on the text line.
I was
John
go,
Olerud. I agree with that one.
Sean Olerud. Sean Casey.
Oh! The obvious one is right before our eyes, like John Cena when you couldn't see him.
What's that?
St. Bregman.
OMG.
What if he took, like, the whole bus of kids to, like, I don't know, the strip club or whatever, and it all went awry, this road trip to face the Orioles at Ed Smith Park? I can't believe we missed it.
He's the coolest guy in the world. How about other broadcasters and whatnot? How about, what if we found out Ryan Seacrest was, like, a Russian operative?
I could see that. He's right before our eyes. Plus, he seems like he's a robot. He works all the time. When is enough enough?
Yes, and your American Idol has been false.
Dan Ball, you said you had one you'd like to offer up?
Yeah, mine is Shohei Ohtani, who turns heel by partnering with his former translator and noted convicting gambler Shohei, or what's his name, Ipe Mizuhara, and opens up either a bookmaking operation or a gambling ring of some kind.
You just stunned me, because I would have never known his translator's name. Ever. If you had said, what's his name, I would have said, I don't know. I would not have offered up an option.
All right, I did poke around a little bit before I shared it on the air.
Let's go to the phone calls, because Chris in New Hampshire has a Boston sports heel turn. Chris, what's up?
Joe Castiglione. That would be the one. That would
no.
blow.
Thanks for the
not
call,
the living
Chris.
Legend. No.
Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby.
I agree with Chris. Chris nailed it. That might be the best answer of all time. Joe Castiglione is a saint. He's a baseball god. He's a broadcasting god. I assume that he is the perfect grandfather, husband, friend, neighbor, everything. If I heard even a little scandal about Joe Castiglione, like if I just heard that it was behind Joe Castiglione and he rolled his window down and threw his garbage out the window, his empty soda can, that would stun me.
Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me.
Al Michael. What do we think of Al Michael? Because I don't put Al Michael in that category. No,
yeah,
it says
Al
on
Michael,
the text line,
dude,
Al Michael.
Al Michael. Al Michaels always talked about, like, the over and the lines and point spreads in the games for decades, so...
You think he's got a dark side?
He's probably met a couple of people. The guy's never eaten a vegetable in his life.
Vice TV, the dark side of Al Michael through all the years. It's not all just Miracle on Ice. Mike Gorman is another good one in the Joe Castiglione vein. Mike Gorman would surprise me if he had a dark side.
Oh, what if we found out that Vin Scully had been running a cult?
That would stun me. That would absolutely stun me. But you
Talk
never
about
know.
A heel
Baseball
turn.
People are different. It's a long season. You got to do something to get by through the
Like
long
he had
season.
Nine wives in Utah.
Tim in Natick has a thought on heel turn candidates. Tim, what's up?
Gentlemen, my heel turn. Even if I witnessed something with my own eyes, I still would be like, nah, it wasn't happening. Bobby Orr.
That's a very good one. That's a really good one. Bobby Orr is kind of a saint in these parts. He's a legit saint, Bregman. You need to earn your stripes like Bobby Orr did. Yeah, that'd be interesting. Bobby Orr is the kind of guy, like, you walk in and he's, like, in bed with your wife and you're like, honey, what are you doing? Bobby, you need something to drink? You're doing a fine job.
Mr. Orr, would you mind autographing this, please?
Could you, when you're done, could we get a picture over here? Just the two of us. We don't need her in it. Okay, so that was a fun little segment. I didn't know, it just popped up to me because of the Cena thing. I didn't see that coming. Fitzy, I'm not a wrestling guy like Keith, so when that started going crazy on my social media, I was like, am I seeing this right?
Cena, those photos kind of caught me off guard at first. Like,
yeah.
I too was surprised by that, but it hit me where it counts to folks, because it's so real to me, damn it.
How about Jimmy Johnson?
Well, I mean, congratulations on a great career.
Yeah, we nailed that one.
He's being forced into broadcast retirement?
Yeah. It's like when Jordan had to play baseball. The league was going to suspend him, so he had to retire anyway. I don't know.
Hopefully we don't find Jimmy Johnson's relatives in a ditch.
Wow. That just got real. It was just a lighthearted joke when I said it. You put details to the joke and made it sad and real. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it will be the end of the show. That means odds and ends. And Nick Fitzy Stevens has something special for us today in Odds and Ends. That's up next here.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.